producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Sunshine, lollipops, and roses be yours today. Six and change, actually almost seven after the hour. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
And Rich McFadden.
Hey.
And Kenny Kessler. And I want to introduce Anita Bonita to the staff of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Everybody say hi to Anita Bonita.
Hello.
Hi, Anita.
Hi, Anita.
Hi, Anita.
Hi, Anita.
Hi.
Hi, Anita. The only reason she's a part of the program at this moment is because I like her name. Anita Bonita.
Our Facebook friend, right?
Is she a Facebook friend?
She's our Facebook friend, yeah. And she's in the radio industry.
She is. Anita Bonita. Good for Richie to know what's going on. He's my new manager in charge of Anita Bonita.
Recognition.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Recognition
stuff. Can't wait to see my paycheck.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you've already seen it.
You'll be a... That's very good, Kenny. Unless you want me to split yours up.
He's right.
All right. No, you can never tell, Richie. We're in a new world order here. The world, everything is changing. Jupiter is getting into Saturn, and that will change the squares of everything. How about them apples? Silence.
No, I believe you. They will change everything. Can't wait.
I was waiting for a backup.
Right.
All right, so here's the big story of the day. If you walk like an Egyptian, this is not of interest to you.
And but
if
you talk like an Egyptian, then you're an Egyptian.
Like, do you walk like a monkey? Most of us say there's a new study published in the magazine Nature. Shows the surprising similarity between the gates of humans and chimpanzees. When I say gates, I'm not talking about the gate into your house.
Like
I'm talking about the walk.
Mm-hmm.
You walk. The study captured 3D data of five men, five women, and five chimpanzees, all walking on a treadmill. While the chimpanzee's closest living relative is a human, I said, put it the other way around as well. Closest living relative to a human is a chimpanzee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll notice, if you watch this carefully like I have, that the humans and the chimpanzees rotate their pelvises a little, the chimpanzee, if you look at it carefully, just a little bit more than a human. The study concludes that early humans were more able to walk upright than previously acknowledged. And that's because they studied these chimpanzees who are around today. The thoracic shape of the lumbar region has made it clear that in the process of evolution, we have taken a lot from our common ancestor. And much different than the fossil that we looked at. The fossils of old chimpanzees and of early humans apparently were different than the chimpanzees of today and the humans of today. They've matured. So we have an advance in chimpanzees and apes and an advance in humans. One wonders who has advanced more. Any bets on the apes? It's time for another Planet of the Apes movie, I think.
So you're telling me monkeys can shake their pelvic bone?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
One for the money, two for the show. You get ready now,
don't you? We get a monkey helmet.
Yeah, we got to teach him.
Shaving down where he's got a sideburns left.
Yeah.
Get a little quiver in his lip. Oh.
Monkey looks just like Elvis, or vice versa. Yes.
I can't believe we've never seen a monkey on TV dressed up like Elvis. This has to have been one.
You think?
Kenny, get on that, will you?
Yes. Wednesday, October 7th on the radio, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer, this is the the anniversary of Arnold Schwarzenegger being chosen governor of California.
Oh.
2003.
Really?
Remember when they removed Gray Davis? What an awful job he did.
Oh, yeah, that
yeah
guy.
They recalled him. He was so bad. Yeah.
Terrible.
And I have to say, Schwarzenegger, not much better.
Schwarzenegger was good.
He did okay. He got locked down because the state legislature wouldn't work with them. So that was not necessarily his fault, but...
Right.
It all started on the Tonight Show, too. Do you remember that?
No.
He went on the Tonight Show to announce his run for...
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. That was one of Jay Leno's first big shows, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, it was 93. Jay Leno was...
Was it 93? It was 2003.
Well, it was that, too, yeah. I knew there was a 3 in there someplace. Yeah. All right. Jay Leno, by the way, was on the Tonight Show last night. And took over for Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon had a problem, and he had to leave. And Jay Leno came in.
He pulled a hamstring during his monologue and had to leave.
Replaced him.
Think it was legit?
Yeah. Really?
Oh, totally. I believed it all.
Yes. Of course. All right. By the way, speaking of believing it all, who believes Hillary Clinton? Raise your hand. And who believes Bernie Sanders? Raise your hand.
I believe Bernie.
I believe Bernie Sanders, yeah.
Really? Me too.
Really? All
so
three of you believe Bernie Sanders.
Oh, no. I think Bernie's an honest guy. Yeah. He's a little crazy, but he's honest.
Why do you say he's crazy?
Well, I don't agree with him, but I believe he's
crazy. Everybody you don't agree with is crazy? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, I didn't say that.
No, I don't agree with you a lot. And just Bernie. Crazy?
Yes, you're crazy.
Thank you very much.
You are muy loco.
So, me, muy bonito.
Sí, también.
Yes, and you as well. So, there's a debate, I think, scheduled between Mrs. Clinton and Bernie Sanders, is there not? Listen to this. Listen to the crickets. How many people are following?
Well, you keep stopping at weird times. Yes, of course.
I said there's a debate scheduled between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Yeah. That was a sentence I stopped.
Okay, so hold on here. Let me do this for you. Yes, Dougie.
And?
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. Uh-huh.
Wow. Who do you think is... She's a little nervous about it, I think. You think?
You know, I don't know why, because the only reason I would be nervous if I were her is if Joe Biden jumped in ahead of time and decided to take part in that debate.
I don't think he's going to run.
I think he's going to run. Really? Are you kidding? I just don't think he's going to do it and debate.
But she's leading the Democrats by a wide margin around the country. Not in the first state, not New Hampshire, not in Iowa.
Not in New Hampshire.
But if you go across the country, if you do a national poll, she leads Bernie Sanders by 18%.
I don't think Bernie's going to be really cutting on her in the debates. Now, who might be are those undercard guys, the guys that aren't getting any attention, like Martin O'Malley.
That guy from Maryland. Oh, you man.
Jim Webb will be part of it. So maybe he will try to get it, you know, you want to get some attention for yourself. You want to suck some of the air back. So maybe those guys are the ones to watch.
You think?
Maybe.
Are you going to watch the debate? Would you watch the debate?
Yes.
Richie, would you watch the debate?
100%.
Sure.
Hey, Democrats?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Kenny, you'd be interested, right?
I doubt it.
Really?
it's too early.
Predictable. And
entertainment value.
It's all theater.
It'd be entertaining if Trump was moderating.
Mm-hmm.
That would be entertaining.
That, along with what we found out yesterday... from the article that was in the Daily Mail about Mrs. Clinton and the Secret Service. One morning, I probably shouldn't repeat it because it's gossip, isn't it? We shouldn't repeat gossip on this program.
We love gossip. Go ahead.
Okay. Hillary Clinton, according to this book that's out now, the Secret Service, when the Clintons were in, Mrs. Clinton had her own Secret Service agent. And one morning he came in, apparently he was a new Secret Service agent that was assigned to her detail, came downstairs, said, "Good morning, Mrs. Clinton," and she told him to F off. That's what the book suggests. You think she would be that crude?
Yes.
You really do?
I don't know. Like, I just find that hard to believe. Like, who says good morning, go F yourself? I mean, come on. You did be a super jerk.
Bad I know John how I feel in the morning, and I don't have near the pressure on me that she does.
All right.
Yeah, but you know how you feel. Everybody's tired, but you would never say that to somebody.
All right, Richie, I'm going to fix your problem.
Okay, please.
Ready?
Yeah.
Pressure. Relieve it. There is a lot of focus now on the pressure in Jennifer's life, in your life, Richie, Kenny's life. Kenny has a little high blood pressure problem, and he's dealing with it because of the folks at Neogenis and their laboratory work on beets and nitric oxide. All of us are on the same program, and you ought to be on that program as well. Why, you say, should I be on that program? Well, the fact that people over the age of 40, in a nominal sense, on average, will see an increase in their blood pressure over the next 10, 15 years of that much, 10, 15%. The norm in our country is that when you get from your 40s to your 50s, your blood pressure goes up. Fortunately, I'm not in that statistic. I feel very fortunate to not be in that statistic. My blood pressure has been the same for pretty much all my adult life.
It's funny that all of us around you have high blood pressure.
Well, you see, Jennifer, the program works. Under that circumstance.
God for Super Beats.
No. Yes, thank God for Neo 40 and Super Beats, so you can get your blood pressure back down, like all the members of my staff have. So that means you can go another 30, 40 years with me, Jennifer, and you'll be okay. Won't affect your blood pressure.
Yay.
All set. Neo 40 is the capsule that you get from the folks at Neogenis. You take it as you start your day. Like right now would be a good time to take one. It gets absorbed into your system immediately, so you have more energy. You don't need a cup of coffee. People say, I got to wake up. I need a cup of coffee. No. You take a Neo 40 capsule. It melts in your mouth and is absorbed into your system right away. Gives you that energy. And then, through the course of the day, let's say you're doing a good job taking care of your body, men and women going to work out, maybe they have a yoga class, something like that, and you take a glass of Super Beats, drink that before you go, and you'll be amazed at how your body feels, how it is reacting to the exercise, pumps up, because it gets the blood to your muscles, your brain, all of your internal organs, everywhere blood needs to be. You get it there faster and better, more effectively, using Super Beats. No beet taste either. There's, as a matter of fact, a black cherry flavor that's yummy. So how about all of you do what all of us have done? You can call 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com if you want. Purchase two boxes of Neo 40, get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats, and then you get the book on nitric oxide to understand how that all works, what the all the award-winning work that was done, Nobel Prize in the 1980s on nitric oxide. There are free saliva testing strips in this kit. Shipping is free as well when you call 800-655-4183. Neo 40 Super Beats. Order them, get them together, and enjoy the benefits of having this product. And having heard about it here, I'm thankful I had the opportunity to tell you the story. Now you take some action. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plan.
Yes, we do. And I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, that's taken care of. Now let's keep going.
Interesting typing sound effects.
I got to get it straight. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Jennifer Horn, and last night's late night monologue with, shall we start? Actually, let's, I don't think we have anything here, actually, from Jimmy Fallon. We have Jay Leno, who appeared on the Fallon show.
It's both of them. It's Jimmy who gets hurt, and and then Jay has
to come in. Throw a squash at him from the audience?
Apparently tried to catch him, pull a hamstring. But then, really? But then they kind of hang out together and do some jokes together. So here's Jimmy starting it out and Jay taking it.
I pulled a hammy on that last one.
Right?
Yeah. I don't think I can continue. But of course, here at the Tonight Show, the monologue has to go on, so I think I'm going to have to sub out. Can someone tag in for me, please? Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Thanks, this is fun.
Listen to that.
The election's getting nasty. See, this Ralph Nader called Hillary Clinton a corporatist and a militarist. Isn't that unbelievable? Ralph Nader is still alive?
Yeah, they get into more politics.
And Hillary Clinton, now the only Democrat running. Martin O'Malley, ex-governor of Maryland, you know him? He's running for president. See, nobody knows him. He's 2% in the polls, 2%. He's been in the race for 8 months, and he's only tied with low-fat milk. That's not
How about this? They should bring him every night.
Last debate, Marco Rubio being called the best communicator in the Republican Party, which is kind of like being the smartest Kardashian. And he is not the only Hispanic running. No, Senor Jeb Bush.
Jay, when you hear that and you compare him to Fallon, that was dangerous on Fallon's part because he can't even come close to Jay Leno. What else you got, Richie?
Because Republicans say the economy is bad, they say it's bad.
How bad is it?
Oh, I tell you, the economy is so bad in New York. On Park Avenue today, I saw a woman with real breasts and a fake Gucci purse. You never see that. The economy is so bad in California, parents in Beverly Hills are being forced to raise their own children. It is so bad in Seattle, I saw a guy panhandling in front of a Starbucks just to pay for a Starbucks. That's how bad.
I saw a priest, a rabbi, and a minister walk into a bar and then burn it down for the insurance money.
So Jay was there to promote a television show that starts tonight on CNBC, Jay Leno's Garage. Jennifer will have that report later on, but that's why he
was
there.
Can't wait for that show.
Man, I'll tell you something. He's got it. What a bunch of morons there on NBC. They really are. Jimmy Fallon, so give him some other kind of vehicle that lets him do his skits and the sorts of things that he's good at, because he sucks at the monologue, and everybody knows it. That's why people are going over to Colbert, because his monologues apparently are pretty good.
Jimmy Fallon's just different. He's reaching a different audience. Yeah, he's reaching millennials, and he's that's how they're bringing him in. I guess millennials don't want to sit and watch someone else talk.
Well, you hear the audience scream for Jay Leno.
I agree.
For Jimmy Fallon when he comes on? You don't hear him scream
like
that.
Both. Yeah, they scream for Jimmy Fallon every night.
Don't interrupt him. And
his ratings are better than Leno.
Now, listen, don't give me that, Bonnie.
I'm telling you, this happens with Doug every time. He likes the old, doesn't like the new, and then in about 3 to 4 years, he'll love Fallon. And then in 15 years, when they take Fallon off, Doug will go, why do they have to get rid of him? He's the best he's ever been.
All right, so you can play Conan's a good example of that with his jokes about Trump last night. Which you get
yesterday, Hillary Clinton criticized Donald Trump during an interview on Telemundo. Yeah, Clinton knew if there's one place where you can criticize Trump without him finding out about it, it's on Telemundo.
Fine. Isn't it nice to start the day with a laugh or two or three or four? Very nice stuff. All right. 28 past the hour. This is a good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, everyone agrees that Carly Fiorina excelled in the debate on points. Is she ready, though, for her close-up?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gary LaMarche. There's no doubt that Carly Fiorina had a star turn at the second GOP debate, but is she ready for her close-up?
She obviously had her points ready there. She seemed a little overly defensive as far as I was concerned, but counterpunched really effectively on Trump's bankruptcy. Now, if she's the general election candidate, I think that Hewlett-Packard record will be a vulnerability.
And her in particular, she got fired and it wasn't successful. So she asked this question, I challenged Democrats to come up with an accomplishment of Hillary Clinton, which was very deft, I thought. But on her side, what she's got going for her is her CEO record, and there are a lot of vulnerabilities there. While she gets a lot of points on style, as has already been noted in a lot of the punditry following the debate, a lot of what she said was not true, particularly with respect to that video, which was not as she characterized it. So that'll play very well with the base she's appealing to.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
9:33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen, clear as a bell when it comes to thinking, good day program. It's the GD program. I don't mean the other GD. GD stands for good day. Having a good day. Jennifer Horn is here with Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler. And I am here to tell you I'm so tired of getting these doggone emails from people who think Jennifer is so perfect. Oh, I hope my daughter grows up to be just like Jennifer. Oh,
thank you.
Well, I'm here to tell you she's not perfect.
What?
Uh-oh. She has agreed. I'm here to tell you, and I'm going to make it loud and clear, that she has agreed with President Obama.
I know. It hurt my soul.
Conversation with Mrs. Clinton because she wants to have a no-fly zone in Syria. And Mr. Obama said it was a half-baked idea. And Jennifer had the nerve to agree with him.
I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Oh, my God.
But I think he's right. Here's the thing.
Wow.
A no-fly, I mean, in my heart.
Unbelievable.
A no-fly zone sounds like a great idea over
I think
Syria.
There should be no flies on my farm, but there are a lot of them. And that
there
doesn't
are.
Work either.
But President Obama has, and here's where I can slam him a little bit, he has so screwed up our relationship in the Middle East.
No, I'm going to take it back.
So, no, wait. And he has so not exemplified strength that Russia thinks they can step all over us. There's no way that he could say today there's a no-fly zone over Syria without starting World War III with Russia. Yeah. Do I want to see that? No. So I
Russians
agree with
don't
the president.
World War III. Nobody
half-baked idea.
Really? Wow.
Well, you're stuck there, Jen. You're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't, because each one of them took one side of the issue, and you're going to have to agree with one of them.
Yeah. He needs to. I honestly think he just needs to tell Putin, look, here are the rules, blah, blah, blah. This is what we will support. You go in there and deal with ISIS. Because nobody wants to put boots on the ground here in this country, and that's the only way that you're going to go in there and fight ISIS. That's it.
But the Ruskies do it.
Half-baked drone
attacks
are not going
to
work.
Reporter Ivan Elin in a few minutes to talk about Russia and Syria. Moving on to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Mrs. Clinton has been steering clear of that as well. She ought to. If you haven't heard
she's
how
probably
bad
like the rest of us, and she doesn't know what's in it.
Well, I'm here to tell you what's in it.
But no one knows. That's okay. The real deal.
Well, I know how it's going to affect agriculture.
Right.
I know how it's going to affect what you eat. I know how it's going to affect what you pay for the food, the crap that's going to come into this country from all over the world in terms of food. Not only will put the American family farmer out of business, but the choices that you'll have will be so bad, and no one is reporting on this. And that's pretty much it, Jennifer, because no one, once again, this is one of these deals where these moronies haven't read it. They don't know what's inside of it. Yesterday, and this week actually, the city of Washington is going to be full of cows and tractors, farmers who are protesting. The only people who like this from the agricultural community are the big agribusinesses, the ones that, you know, want to control all the seeds in the world, the ones who want to make sure that you're eating their food and not somebody else's that actually is good for you. This is a horrible, not bad, this is a horrible screwing for the American public. So if you want your source of food to be Brazil, China, New Zealand, Vietnam, and any place else in the world where they grow substandard food or raise it, help yourself to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because that's what you're going to get. You're going to get nothing but crap, and you're going to put the American family farmer, who's in bad enough straits as it is, out of business. Those of you who are locavores, who like to go see where the food is grown, you want to go pick your raspberries, you want to go to the farm where the milk's being produced, you can forget it. Because this government and the big international conglomerates that control agriculture in many other countries want to see us become a third world country when it comes to food. You're going to get just what you ordered. That's what you're going to get with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And if you haven't talked to your congressman about it, there's no other reason. The rest of the stuff in there is gobbledygook. But if you don't talk to your congressman, make sure you send email, call the office, send a letter, whatever you have to do. Make sure that you have been, that you weigh in on this trans. This is probably the most important bill to come down the pike for a long, long time. And it may be the most important thing since the health. See how wonderfully well that worked out with these morons going to sleep. I've used that term twice because that's what they are. They are asleep at the wheel, and the way you're going to find out how they vote is to look at who's contributed. If they got lots of contributions from Monsanto, from Cargill, from ADM, from Bayer, from all these big international conglomerates that are trying to control agriculture and doing a pretty good job of it, too, as a matter of fact, then they'll vote for them, and you'll be out on your ear. You'll be eating substandard food, you'll be getting sick, and then the same people will go to the drug company. The same people run the drug companies as run these big multinational food corporations. Same people run it. They feed you garbage, and then they're going to make a pill to make you better, supposedly.
Let me throw this at you.
Yeah.
Sire.
Oh, thank you.
What if...
Yes, my
we
sir.
Get all this, yes. What if we get all of this international food and people fight back and it grows the locavore movement even more?
I'd be, well... But under the circumstances, maybe too late, Richie, because then this thing has already become law, and you don't have the choices. You know, you see how they fought to get just something simple like the country of origin labeling, how badly that didn't work or hasn't worked. Some states have passed it, and Monsanto's suing Vermont, for example, because they don't want to have people know where the food comes from.
But I think people are hip to this.
I hope so.
And when they go into the grocery store, they demand almost country of origin tags.
And wait till you see what it does for the price of food, too, by the way.
Right. So I think the consumer has gotten smart enough about food over the last decade, and it's growing even more, that Monsanto and Cargill and all those people will not be able to control us for that much longer.
Let's hope so. But don't you think we need to be aware? Don't you think I need to try to get people? Because nobody else is talking about this.
Absolutely.
Nobody.
But I think instead of sitting here going, oh, we're all going to, that's it, it's over, I think we all probably go, you know what, these guys are trying to do, and fight. I think we are all fighting back.
I would like to change the subject now.
Go ahead.
I was reading a profile of
Yogi
Berra's life.
Yeah.
Did you know he played in 14 World Series?
Yeah.
Did you know that he only had an eighth grade education?
I didn't know.
I figured.
Why? Why did? What made you? Because of the way he talked?
He just seemed like a simple guy, and he admitted he was.
Yogi-isms. When he asked what time it was, he replied, "You mean now?" Oh, my God. Don't we need more people like that? Why doesn't somebody like that come along and run for president? Or do we have somebody like that?
Somebody has. Sit back and enjoy.
I don't know. I think he's a little better educated than that, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think he's got a college education from someplace. Where did he go to school? Where did Trump go to school? Yeah.
Oh, he went to Wharton Business School.
He did go to Wharton.
Yep. Oh, see?
Huh. Did he graduate at the top of his class?
So he says.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. But there are only two people in the class.
Who knows?
Anyway.
I think Fiorina went there, too.
Mm.
Maybe they were classmates. Maybe that's why they don't like each other. Maybe they dated. Ooh.
Oh, really?
Ooh, maybe they had an affair.
Oh, no. All right. So, one more sort of serious thing before we pause, and then we'll have a word with Ivan Eland about what's going on in the Middle East. The gunman.
Yeah, that's not serious at all.
Well, maybe it won't be coming from us. That Oregon college shooting.
Yes.
A gunman apparently had a developmental disorder, really.
Mm-hmm.
His mother railed against gun control. The information that can be gleaned from the online postings made by Laurel Harper, who is the mother, postings on Yahoo, some other sites as well, blasting states with strict gun laws, says that both she and her son had Asperger's syndrome. That's on the high-functioning end of autism.
Mm-hmm.
Police are aware of the postings. She's part of the investigation. So should she be held accountable? That's the question people are going to be asking. We often ask this when younger people get into trouble. Do the parents have to stand up and be make an accounting? In this case, it looks to me like she's no. But I'm saying, even in this circumstance, it looks like whether it's the news media or the police are trying to attach her to this. Right? Isn't that what it seems like to you? That she may have been responsible in part for the way her son thinks or thought.
Well,
doesn't think that way anymore.
I think when you have a kid who's in his 20s like this guy was, mm-hmm. You know, you can't hold the parents responsible anymore. But I think we do need to lose the PC junk that's out there and start saying, hey, parents, it's okay to ask for help. And, yeah, holding parents accountable for raising productive members of society.
But she sort of encouraged him, it looks like to me.
Yeah.
And if somebody was complicit, if she helped
that's
him to
I'm
get
saying.
A gun,
right.
if she in any way knew he had illegal guns and didn't do anything about it. Yeah,
which I'm gonna bet she knew.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. It's 43 past the hour. In a moment, Ivan Eland reports on the latest from Russia, the Syrians, the planes. Up next on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. According to the National Bullying Prevention Center, children with physical disabilities are twice as likely to be bullied. Shriners Hospitals for Children and Breaking Bad actor R.J. Mitty are trying to change that. To support National Bullying Prevention Month, they've launched a new campaign called Cut the Bull, and they're asking the public for help. A former patient at Shriners Hospitals, Mitty knows about bullying.
I was born with cerebral palsy, and my disability made me a target for bullies. I was harassed, knocked down, even had my hand broken. But I was lucky. I had my friends, my family, and Shriners Hospitals for Children to help me become stronger.
Shriners Hospitals has treated more than 1 million kids regardless of their family's ability to pay. Many patients have visible scars or physical disabilities that put them at greater risk of being bullied. Their comprehensive care provides psychological support, rehabilitation, life skills training, and even school outreach programs that help children with physical differences feel confident. To learn more, visit cutthebull.org.
We all know that drinking water is important for our overall health, but did you know that drinking water at the right time makes it more effective? For example, 2 glasses of water right when you wake up helps activate your internal organs. A glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps aid in digestion. If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or to help fight off sickness, then grab a glass of water or 2 or 3. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com. Now 46 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have Island Eland, who is the author of The Failure of Counterinsurgency, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. A most recent article in the Huffington Post, Eland writes, quote, "For the Russians, saving the sinking Assad regime in Syria, a longtime Soviet-Russian client in the Middle East and Russia's last foothold there, is their top priority." So how does this square, Ivan, with our top priority, which we may not even know? We may not know what our top priority is. It certainly isn't getting ISIS.
Yeah, well, we're trying to get ISIS, I should say. Of course, we'd like to see Assad gone, and that's where the conflict comes, because there's an incentive for the Russians, because they want to keep Assad in power, to hit the other groups, opposition groups, since we're taking care of ISIS, or supposed to be taking care of ISIS. So the Russian strategy is logical from their point of view, because they want to keep, their main goal is to keep ISIS, or Assad, and that's not our main goal. So, and you're right, our policy is very muddled, but that's why the Russians are doing what they're doing.
You know, this is such baloney. All of this stuff is just more from the military-industrial complex. If you look at the picture here clearly, so let the Russians blow up ISIS and keep Assad in power, and then we send in, under cover of darkness, a group of SEALs, and they bump off Assad. The story's over. What are we having? What is all of this baloney? It really is. It's just posturing, politics, and baloney. Right? I mean, look, we could easily get rid of Assad.
We can't go in and start taking out leaders of countries.
Well, we've done it for, are you kidding? We've done it for decades. Well, come on, Richie, get real.
Stop.
Ivan, so anyway, at the moment, let's talk about today and what goes on, because some people are worried about World War III starting here. What do you think really is ultimately going to happen?
Well, I don't think there probably will be World War III. I think they're meeting, the Russians and the U.S. are meeting to what they call deconflict the missions. But still, as we saw with the Russians going into Turkey, whether you believe that was an accident or not, things can, you know, borders can, let's say it was an accident, accidents can happen, or people, you know, one side will push the other side, and, you know, they didn't like what the other side did, and you can end up in a war by accident or by miscalculation. So there is a danger of that, I think. It's really weird, because both the Russians and the U.S. don't like radical Islam, but I think you're absolutely right. The real issue here is dominance of the Middle East, and of course, the Russians are really fighting from as they are in Ukraine, they're fighting from a position of weakness, because Assad only has 20 to 25% of the territory in Syria, and he was losing. That's why they had to shore him up, and so the U.S. has the influence Middle East wide. So, you know, this is the U.S. wanting to keep Russia from their historical ally Syria from helping them, and so it was a little bit ironic that they said, well, hey, you're bombing into, you know, your planes are coming into Turkey. Well, NATO planes are bombing their client Syria, so it's sort of, you know, a little bit hypocritical to say that, but certainly the Russians have a perspective, and it doesn't really get aired here in the United States very much, but but I think, you know, but both sides should realize that they're fighting radical Islam and try to cooperate.
You know, it's interesting. The U.S. is asking Toyota to find out what it is or how it is that ISIS has so many new Toyota pickup trucks and SUVs. bees. Apparently that's what they're using in their propaganda videos, and they're wondering where the heck are they getting them. Go steal them from a dealership, I suppose, down around there. But it is an interesting question. Ivan, thanks for helping us here. Ivan Eland with us on the Middle East. Doug Steffens, good day. 51 past the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us for Tech Talk time is Greg Stebbin, who is a tech reporter for a lot of different hats, but he writes the technology columns at Men's Health Magazine, keeps his fingers on the pulse there. In a moment, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty with net neutrality in part in focus here on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Musicians, save up to 30% on over a quarter million instruments during Guitar Center's Fall Savings Event. Pick up the legendary Fender Squire Strat or a classic Yamaha acoustic guitar, both under $100. Two Zildjian ZBT cymbals for $69. A three-pack of the Dario electric or acoustic guitar strings for $10. Or create your own deal with a 15% off coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Good on select single items, $199 or more. Check out hundreds of items priced too low to advertise this Thursday through Monday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
All right. So Greg Stebbin is here from technology. No, he's not technology today. He's from Men's Health Magazine, does technology. The net neutrality discussion usually causes my ears to glaze over. This is something that is beyond my pay grade. I sort of understand it. But how, more importantly, because it seems to always be in the news, now the FCC's involved in the act. What will people have to know? How will they be affected by any net neutrality complaints? Time Warner, for example, or any of the big cable companies, they're going to be involved in this up to their Mickey, right?
You know, this is one of those issues where
it's a legal issue. It involves a lot of lawyers,
yeah,
among and technologists.
Right.
And I have to tell you, every time there's any little incremental change or new element thrown into it, I almost have to go back to the beginning and piece together the evolution of the issue to be able to have some context into
the issue of net neutrality, you mean?
Yes, yeah. Of net neutrality. Mm-hmm. I mean, the basic principle is that there are those who want to essentially have the ability to charge companies that use the most data, kind of a toll to use the most data.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I think both sides have some legitimacy to their argument. The other side is, if some companies can pay for, in a sense, privileged use of the internet, it's going to make it hard for smaller companies and new companies ever to get in a foot in the market, so you have a sort of a monopoly creating effect. And it's one of those issues where we actually don't know what's going to happen no matter what the decision is made about net neutrality. So there are a lot of people who argue it's working, let's leave it the way it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's enough
of
that.
The status quo could always be improved for you, whoever you are, so yeah. There are those who say it's working for you, but it's not working that well for us. So there's an incredible amount of corporate self-interest here. There's an incredible amount of just philosophical debate. And then issues come up as this one has, and everyone rallies around their point of view, and we don't even know if anything's going to change. So it's exhausting, frankly.
Yeah. All right. It is, and my ears are still glazed over, by the way. I looked at the market reports yesterday. You'll be all interested to know if you have any stock in Apple. It's the world's most valuable brand, $170 billion in value. Google is number two at $120 billion. There are four other tech companies in the top 10 of the most valuable brands in the world: Microsoft, IBM, Samsung, and Amazon. I find it interesting that IBM is still there. Should I be curious about that, or is it just that strong? And it's always been, or certainly as long as I can remember, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, one of the top 30. So, and they're holding on in the face of all this other, the newer companies, right?
Well, I mean, so for some of us, we hear the name IBM and we think typewriters.
Uh-huh.
Some people don't even know what a typewriter is. But then we think of the IBM PC. But IBM as a company has transformed itself since then.
Yeah.
And it is a powerhouse of a company as a consulting firm.
Really?
So
I think
if you look at the history, I mean, this isn't something I study, but I think you'll find that they had some lean, dark years.
Yep.
And transformed themselves and
good.
Came back.
Isn't
frankly,
that...
just as Microsoft did yesterday with unveiling their new cloud book.
You know, it's interesting. We'll have to talk about that tomorrow.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.